Siman Tov Nun Tes, Sif Beis, Mishabura Sif Katan Tes Zayin. Okay, so the Ramah said that we're concerned over here that the lapses of working the dough, which is referred to as the shihi, or is the wait, the times that you're just waiting, could add up to the conglomerate time of the sheer meal of 18 minutes. Okay. A person is dealing with a dough, with punching it down and rolling it out. It's a full-fledged interaction. Then the shihis do not add up. So it overrides the beginnings of the chimus process and it retards it. But if it's not a vigorous interaction, the reddling,
That's the reddling.
You put the holes in. So as opposed to reeder, which is the rolling out of the dough, which is a very intense. See, you roll it over across, and you put some holes in it. Avagav the mikri esek gam kain. It will not rise at that moment due to the fact that you're interacting with it. Okay. But on the other hand, it's not mavatzol the haskola which started beforehand. It's not mavatzol the chimas process. It doesn't retard the chimas process which has started beforehand. It started for Lashir Mil, v'asr. That's the Tumas Adashin. Medasa Meril HaKharuchol Gavdi. Meril says, no, there were always, even if it's an Asa Gomer, we're afraid that each one remains with its intensity, and they eventually add up. Okay. 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 Especially if it's in a warm place, Ramos said you have to make sure that do it quickly because the shahiyas add up, and if it's in a warm place, it's machmas more quickly. Yitzayin shemar lahachmitz kishur the mill lo nemer ela b'stam batim shein b'hem mechayim godol. The time that it takes, that we said the chimus takes a mill to start becoming chametz, that's if it's not in a warm place. If it's warmer than usual, the chimus process starts more quickly. Now, he says that once a person was involved with the batzik and his hands have warmed the dough, then if you leave it without esik, miyad yachmitz. So the word is a very strong word, miyad yachmitz. Yishevur yudches. The fizet tzorach lizorim ba'oid. Here's a very common problem. La'achra sha'orcha baridu hamatza. You've made the dough and you've rolled it out. And when Nicham saw the Fnei Manachri, you put it in front of the reddler, Shinakar, he must, Shinakar Simiyad. We got Manachri, Nikar, Yiru, the Radosa, take it for Tanner. Then you have to put it into the oven quickly. Kim Shalach, and it's asked by Mahmet says, Miyad, Shemasaki, Mesir Daimi, Men. Relam in his harm is that Kokach. Okay, so based on the loss of the Mechaber, excuse me, that the it happens right away. So you have a very common problem where there's only so much space in the oven, but you have multiple people working on rolling out the dough. So the matzahs are coming, being ready to put in the oven, even if you're not putting it in the oven area, which is warm. You're keeping it in the working area, which is cool. Nowadays, most modern they have some cooling system going, so that area is... I was in the Shatz and Matzah Baker, it's air-conditioned. The working area is air-conditioned, so the heat of the oven doesn't affect it. But still, the fact that the people... hands were in the dough, warms the dough, and the carver sit over here, and therefore, as soon as you stop being oisig with it, it's yachmit. So if you don't, you roll it, give it to the redler, he makes his holes, and then they wait to put it in the oven, because there's only so much room in the oven. And you can get, maybe, I think, most averaging, it's like 8 matzahs in there at a time. You know, if you put 4 on a stick, usually there's room for two sets of matzahs to lay out. So that's 4 and then another 4. Some places only do 3 and 3, 6 matzahs at a time. You know, we're throwing more than 6. So according to this, we have a big problem. So the Olam is not very careful with this. But after maybe, the Shabbos says, we suggest... Okay. The Miyad, the Kamar Machaber, is Lavdak. It doesn't mean immediately, Imamish immediately. That's a lemur. Shimur means a certain amount of time lapse, as opposed to the 18 minutes. It's a short amount of time. Okay. And we call Mokam and Chachil Bavari Yeshizor and Lanicha Ka Chafil Rega Echod Im Efshur Kanabar Yesh Asif Vayin Rasha Ksav Dabir Alok. So he tells me over here that, you know, that would seem to be the understanding of how we're dealing with it is you have a little bit of time, but obviously it's preferred not to have any time lapse at all. Okay. So the Bir Halacha points out that he raises the other question, the question of the heat which the oven is throwing. And he says that it happens right away. Then the Rosh says that he takes the same idea by the heating of the hands in the dough with it can be machlis right away. The more shear of a mill was when it's at room temperature. Okay. So he brings over here, if you look at the Bir Halacha, take a look at the Bir Halacha, it's about 10 lines in. Right after brackets, there's a dot. It says behine. Yeah, see it. So behine av shbeikar svoros haroam imetz v'mordechel m'sira mishachelak aleim. They talk about the oven, that the heat of the oven throws the heat, and we have to worry about the dough rising more quickly. Okay, medina the botzek la'achar shenis askapay the nakar harosh. The rosh talks about this din of the machaber is from a rosh. If you look at the Bar Gerdel in the Sifkat and Zayin, it tells you it's a tshuvas a rosh. So this is of the rosh. The rabbi made a posting of the plea yelov. They're definitely posting which argument said that that's not true. I'm Bar Rama Perik Hey Mehilchus Chometz and Matzah Shekasa Bezal Hashanu. Because Man Shadam Oisik BeBatzik Filo Kol Hayom. As long as you're being busy Oisik involved in dealing with the dough, even if it's the whole day, it does not become chometz. And the Rambam says, if you take your hands out, it becomes chametz. Mm-hmm. So here you have the case of the Rosh, where he's busy with his hands in the dough. Mm-hmm. He's been going with it, which is occurring according to the Rosh now, it should be machlas yad. The Rambam says, you take your hands out, the shear is a mill. Mm-hmm. That's a Rambam. Rosh, but also chelik aleph. They originally the system they would use is because of the heat of the tanner, they would roll it out in one bias and walk it down to the other bias. Well, the rolling it out means they're being ghosted with it, so that's this issue of the heat. And now they walk it, while they're walking it, it's being machmetz, according to the Rosh. You need to have the tanner immediately adjacent, according to the Rosh. Otherwise, you're going to have this issue of the time lapse by the just in the walking. Even though eventually the Ramban rescinded that approach, because he's worried, since you have to carry it, you might wait to get a few together, and then you'll carry it, and the whole thing will add up to a mil. Well, according to the Rosh, who needs a mil? It's immediate. The Darkei Rosh actually points out that this din of the Tshuva is a Rosh, which the Beis Yosef quotes, is not live. Not everybody agrees with it. Do I tell my Alhosha Hevi Baal Tumas Sadesh and then she hears me Starfus? So the Tumas talks about she hears me Starfus. So what's the case? You're being Isaac with the dough and then you stop. And you start again, and you stop, you start again, and all those lapses add up. Well, according to the Rosh, as far as the Rosh, I feel a beloitzir of Meshahir, Rishana, Nesra. Okay. Furthermore, Mikolshkin, Shein Lachalak, Bekfisa Rosso, Bein Esek Godel, Beisa, Lesek Mud, Meshabrua, quoted the Shumas Leshen that Esek Godel is moved out to the previous Chimuts, and Esek Mud isn't. According to the Rosh, I don't call Masha Isaac, but Batsa Geyser, Yosef Karb Lahachmins, Achar Kach Mashiach Muetis, Kadam Shiasu Lasik Ba'oid, if he starts the Rosh. The warmer it is. Minich Matsarachian. So the Archimarsha brings this as a Tsarachian that you should quote the Rosh and the Tshuva Sadesh in the same breath. Doesn't make any sense. He believes it is a Tsarachian. It's interesting that the Chachamim do not. Nobody on the Noisa Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch wake up and say 1 second that he's mechaber. The mechaber is bringing this Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch holds not like that. Okay. And furthermore. So the Ramah quotes this issue of that the Shia has to be mitzarfis, which that was the Tshuva Sadesh. Then he quotes the Ramah, and the Mechaber quotes the Rosh, who is terminated by the Rosh, Hebe Mechaber take up our archives. She quotes the Tshuva Sadesh. The Chaber quotes the Rosh immediately. You don't point out that these two things, which you yourself already pointed out, the Darkei Moshe don't stim, and you're quoting in the Hamugah, the Ramah, Kilo it's flowing with the Mechaber. In Lord, the name of the Darkei Moshe Chosibai, the Sabbath of the Rosh, Marik, Bishon Royim, Shabbat Echam. We have Oifen Kazeh, after the Kuli Amamoyla. It may be the case that Russia is the case of specifically not Minastam, but you would see that you can feel the dough and feel that it's been affected. Fees at dinner the Machaber the Labastam Isis Koi, El Bashan Royam Lahedish and his Kamamo, Kamakam Sarachi. So at the end of the day, he's left confused. So we clearly see the Minigar Elam is not like this. Elam is not Nizer in this rush. Because there definitely are lapses. He's pointing out that the clear in the Rambam, the Rambam is not like that. And the Rosh and the Ramban are not like that. Furthermore, the Tshuva Sadesh before are not like that. Right? The Ramah brings the Tshuva Sadesh. The only thing I can tell you is that possibly the Rosh is someone raised a specific case, which right, so then, the general is not, we don't have to worry about it. So the Mishabur is Achroah at the end, which is, if it's the Chachila, if it's, you should be careful not to leave it, give any time lapse at all. If possible, that's the chachila, but obviously in the b'di'evit world, we're samech that b'di'evit is not going to be a problem.
Can you work as quickly as possible?
What?
Work as quickly as possible.
So the real problem is, you know, but there is many times there is. I mean, I went to bake matzahs. So one of the issues we had was that we were producing matzahs too fast for them going into the oven.
You have to wait.
So you have to wait. Now, the owner, on his part, is rolling out. You know, is rolling out his work, having his workers make the dough and roll it out as quickly as possible because he wants to produce more. He has a demand for matzahs, which are over and above, you know, what
oven's capacity.
What, you know, so the problem is if you want to wait to just put three matzahs or six matzahs in the oven at a time, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. So there's a backup. And eventually the last few matzahs, you know, taka don't make it 18 minutes, and also he has the anomaly of Pesach Shmura matzahs, which are chomets.
Not kosher l'Pesach.
You know, and he gives them to the kids to eat. They have a bag where the ones that, that's the problem, you know, they're too late, so they just stick them in the bag.
Break them up or what?
They break them up, they stick them in a bag. There's a bag that the kids can take home. Mm-hmm. There's always kids coming to visit to look at it. Mm-hmm. You eat fresh, hot, chametz tikka, pesach tikka matzah, shmur matzah. Okay. Afilo ein royin. Now, this halacha over here is where chayshish, that there's a problem, even though we do not see any of the signs of chimutz. And he's talking about a case over here with him. Sorry, it's going to the case. It's going back to the case of the Mechaber, where there was two doughs which started at the same time, and one of them has risen. It's clearly he has signs of chimutz. We have to chush the other one has a problem, even though there's no indication on it. Even though it wasn't waited to shermil. We see that the two doughs are made at the same time, the same room, the same everything, and this one has already become chometz. So there's something hastening the process here. So over here also we have to assume that that's what happened. Okay. He says, if it gets to the point that it was nischam, it rose to the point where it has tzedakim. So it's considered chometz gomer and it's chayv koras. So Ashesh b'stokim, I feel yesh stokim and mixes ho'isa, right? Kol ha'isa chometz. Even if the stokim are only in one area, the whole dough becomes chometz. In other words, if one part of the dough is giving indications, that extends to all of the dough. And we said in a case where it didn't get cracks yet, but it turned white. The person who eats it is potter, but it's also deet.
If this is a deraisa derabanan, nispar leil b'siman tov and beis sif aleph. As we deal with it at that stage, it's kilu, it's nuksha, it's chometz which has not the chimutz process has not been accomplished totally, and therefore we go under the it goes under the umbrella of what's called chometz nuksha.
So Mr. Burov in Siman Tov and Beis and Sifkat and Beis, when he defines what Nuksha is, one of the examples he gives is Yishas Lodim Sabah Dayan Shum Sedek Rak Hiksif Upon Neha. So all of those go under the umbrella of Nuksha. And Pashas, there is a chiyuv. There's an isra by Yerob. There's only isra by Yerob and Motzei on it. Mirabon, you have to get rid of it. And the Mogen Rom comes out to the Mechaber Pashas, only isra by Yerob to eat it. Nuksha.
On the other hand, if the Mishnah Berurah is passing me Rabbanan, you need to mevarer it. So the Chara, it's only if it's an Issur D'oraisa to eat it. We understand why Mishnah Berurah, you need to clear to mevarer it. It's only Issur D'oraisa to eat it. Why would the Chachamim give me an Issur D'oraisa to mevarer it? Even if you eat it, it's only Rabbanan. So that the Chazon Ish has that horror.
You have to be very careful with this issue of Hitzifa Paneha. Kimatsu Shiyasifa Panov, Vein Ish, Som Alev Lirus. It's a common problem that this does happen. People are not focused in on it, and it happens without them being aware, and they end up eating something they shouldn't be eating.
Problem is, I'm not sure exactly what Hitzifa Paneha looks like, so even if I would see it, I'm not sure I'd be able to respond to it. I don't know what it looks like. Okay.
If you made a dough, you're afraid it's going to come to chimutz, so you can redo it.
What does the shop? You have to like take it, break it apart, and redo the dough.
Just rubbing it at that point in time is not sufficient. It's even worse. You're heating it up by touching it.
What is that talking about?
So you have your matzah done, you're afraid that it's just sitting there, so the eitz is to sort of like break it apart, make it back into pieces, and roll it out again, start from scratch. What does that mean? I don't suggest doing that l'chadchila. The shema kishmasak that pam shniyah lo yarech yisa yafa yafa. When you put it together again a second time, you won't do it so well.
Pieces will overlap when you put it together again.
You can't recreate it.
We're worried about the Kamashis Barba Simon Tov Samagal. There's a deal we're marked about a matzah kfula.
Therefore, you want to have the oven totally ready. That's when you start preparing the dough and rolling out the dough, that the oven is ready. This way, as soon as you need to put the dough in, you can put it in. So one of the problems they had to sometimes be gurf the town or take out the ashes. So they shouldn't start doing that after they start making the dough. They should do that first and then make the dough. We don't want to have that time lapse where the matzahs and nothing happened, nothing's doing with the matzahs.
So the Machaber and Gimel.
The woman who is doing the kneading, she's dipping her hands in water, putting some water on the dough to make it a bit easier to work. So she dips her hands in some water and then puts a little bit of water on the dough. Look, the kata was some ba'osam mayim shemesenenis. Bohem yodeha. Neshehem yischamim in umakbiyat senazo isa. So she wants to cool off her hands. Her hands are warm. She wants to cool off her hands to allow her hands to be cool when she does the dough. She does it by sticking her hands into the water. So her hands cool off, but the water warms. So then you don't take that water, put that water on the dough, because that water is warm water, which is going to help cause the dough to warm up.
She's smearing the matzah, the face of the outside of the matzah with the water. She was in the person is supposed to cool her hands. In order that Mishum Shadayim, Mishkamim Rebbe Esek and Mishkamim Ha'isam Yadayim. Because the hands heat up from the friction, from the work, and then the dough gets heated from the hands. So she has two different containers, Yehei Lo, a different Kli, which is Molei Mayim. And then it's Eilu Noigim Shalalitev Mehmatzes B'mayim. Okay, we don't do ketifa b'klal. Okay, well, it's in a, if she did not cool her hands like you're supposed to, or who then im av mishabruch of zayin, who then im avra v'kitva as a matzis b'mayim shetzina yada, or she used the water which she cooled her hands, and she used the water to be dotich to be mekatef the matzis to rub on the outside surface of the matzahs. So kam kenir l'cherish mut b'diavad. To b'diavad it should be mut. Now, but that the yesh person the sriel who the matzah chinon klal l'tzana yadayim b'shas lisha v'il l'chachilo. Okay, there's no din l'chachilo of cooling the hands. But sriel l'tzana yadayim l'chachilo el'im oysa shalosha oifa gamken. Unless that's the baker also. So next to the oven, their hands warm up, and then you put your hand, then you put your hands into the dough. Nice warm hands going into the dough. That's not acceptable. Because of these, I'll credit and point out. We're not makmer to require tzina yadayim. We'll call that b'stam. This is all talking about a case of stam. If the person feels the hands have warmed up, that would require the person to cool their hands. If you stam tzevach chachil lahachmer shekeno das kamarishan. Other hand, even though there's the mekilim, which say that it doesn't apply. He brings it. That's a ran and it's a Rav Magid, and it's a Rambam. But you know, we still have the other opinions which say that it is required. Okay. Zag de Machaber in Dal. So cut and down. Imlosh Achazman Isser Chomets. If the person is making this dough after the Zman Isser Chomets, after, say, Chatzois and Erev Pesach. Okay. Elo Hamayim, so the water which you've used to cool the hands. The water which you've used to dip your hands in, so to then put a smear onto the face of the matzah, so little pieces of the dough which have gotten into the water, so potentially they're those, as they sit in the water, they become chametz. So now we don't want that hanging around over here. So, shamar shurachim and whatever, or the water which you use to wash out the kneading bowl, well, yishbechem elamamokim midrin, you have to pour it out in a place which is. Which is a slant at an angle. You don't want the water gathering in one place. You want it to flow away out of the person's rishus. Mr. Bruce says the final goal, he wants it to get absorbed into the ground. So if it just sits there, it'll sit there. It'll pool. If it goes down an incline, so as it goes down the incline, eventually it'll absorb into the ground. I'm not talking about getting out of the mouth of water. So you have a decent incline, so the water will spread, and as it spreads, comes thinner and thinner, it'll just, it spreads out, the more it will just get absorbed into the ground. Zatramo. The kelim she was sakten behem hamatzis, the kelim she used to roll out the dough or to make the bowls, and the ones that are used to make the holes in them, all of those things, basakin she chaytkin boy ha'isa. When they want to make the dough, you cut into pieces to make separate matzahs, so you use a knife for that. So your garim told me you have to rub them down, constantly file them down. You don't want the dough remaining stuck to them. So you have to, you would sand them down. After you finish making them, so you wash them off. So he's giving you two requirements over here. One is washing, and one is you want to rub. Well, I'm sorry. Yarmatham doesn't mean sand. It means like to rub it off by hand. Anything which is visible, you're rubbing it off, and then between batches, you have to wash it down. And you have to dry them. Washing is better than just scraping it off. He after the knackers and hate the way they grab it. You can't get everything off just with scraping. The machmer should do both. Greiru and then hadoch. Yomtiv mutalas is like, if a person would be baking the dough on Yomtiv, making a dough on Yomtiv and baking it, you can have a goy scraping it down or the goy washing it off. Remain and a Yehudi, Yitzil Mitzrayim, if there's no non-Jews, you have a problem with chametz here, it's on Yom Tov. Either you put into cold, very cold water, which will stop the chametz process. Or you put them into the oven, and whatever dough is on there will bake. If you have bowls which it's possible to put something into them, as opposed to if you can't get your position over here. You just wash them out. Put water in and wash them out, okay? When we look at the kneading bowl, we don't want any pit there, any place where it's pitted, acidic or crack. So they won't be able to get everything out because it got into the crack or into the little the pittings, and it'll become chametz. And eventually it'll mix with the new dough. I'm not sure what the motivation of putting this was. It softened the impact. They put it on something which was springy a little bit, made it maybe easier to mix. You want to put it on something which will cause it to warm up. So putting it on this pillow made out of wool is a problem. Putting it on an animal skin, an oar, that's mut. Okay. Let's hold it here.
People bake matzahs every Pesach.